Well, Declan, announcement today of Grant Gillespie joining the club. You must be glad to get that one over the line.
Delighted. Grant's been on the radar for a number of weeks. He's a player that we've known very well. He's a player that has played at the highest level in Scotland. He's got a lot of experience, having played over 250, 260 games in Scotland. He's a player we feel that will enhance the group. He's a midfield player with tremendous ability, but also an appetite to really hunt the ball back for you and gain a defensive shape whenever we haven't got the ball. So, look, I think a lot of people will enjoy watching him. I think people will look at him and say, what a great addition to the group. But, you know, we've got midfield players here at the club. We've got Gerard O'Bruno, Kieran Hogan, Craig Sloggett, Barry Mank, and me. So when you put Grant Gillespie on that five, I tell you, we're not in a bad place, and that's what we want. We want competition for places. We're having the business end of the season where things are handed out, where European places are handed out, where there's cups up for grabs. So we want that competition, and we want people that are going to drive us on.
Of course, you're not the only one to sign this week. Young Jack Malone has signed a professional contract.
Absolutely, and Jack's certainly very much in our mind at the minute, because he proved last week that he can come on and grab a game by the scruff of its neck. He's signed for the next 2 years. He's a player I've known since he was a young boy. He's a player that I think not only has demonstrated in the first team appearances that he's made that he's a quality player, but also in the 19s games that he's played and reserve games that he's played, he's been standout. But it also provides a platform for the rest of our young players to see that, you know, the pathway's here. If you want to get through out to our first team, then they only have to look at Jack. We have other players that are coming through as well, really well. Owen McLaughlin's doing great in the 17s. You know, Ronan McKinley was flying until he picked up a bad knee injury, and he's another player for the future. You know, so young Patrick Ferry's doing really well. Jack Park was on the bench last week. Ronan Boyce is doing great. They could keep going, Brendan Barr. So, look, we're in a good place at the moment, and Jack will be certainly a huge addition to us moving forward.
Of course, most important thing now is a game tomorrow night. Finn Harps, you travel to Finn Park. Your thoughts on the game ahead?
Tough game. A game where we have to make sure we're at our best. They want it. We've got to go down here in a very professional and determined manner. We've got to go to the game with confidence, because we're playing well, but we also got to go there with a lot of respect and understand that the history of these fixtures are 9 times out of 10 they're games where throw up incidents and things that are controversial. But look, we can't control the future. We gotta make sure that we take care of our side of our bargain. If we do the things that we're good at, then we'll be in a decent place. If we don't play to the level that we play 95% of our games at, then we could be in for a tough night. So it is an extremely difficult game for us. Harps have a brilliant result in Waterford. Ollie has done a great job there, and we gotta make sure that we're really on top of our game to get something from it.
Of course, it's one of those games where league form goes out the window. You know, yous are on a good run. They've picked up a few points, but that does matter. It's a derby.
It's a derby match. It's a game where both sets of supporters will be right on top of the game. Both sets of supporters will be demanding that they get effort and they get commitment. But I think both teams give that anyway. I think our team certainly will be giving us huge commitment and a real quality over the last couple of months. And I think Ollie will be looking at his group and delighted with the way they're coming on. So, look, I think it's two teams that will certainly provide a spectacle tomorrow night. It's a great game to be involved in. It's good the TV cameras are there, and it's a great occasion.
What is the team you're going into the game tomorrow night?
Everybody's fit. Everybody's ready to go. We have a strong panel. We have a strong bench. We have a strong team. So, you know, by these additions, Grant Gillespie's our 23rd signing this year. You know, and it shows you, the credit must go to the players for the way they've mixed and they've grew and they've got to know each other, and it's such a good group. They're such a happy bunch to work with, and you know, every day we're learning more about each other. They're learning more about each other, and you know, we're going into this game now where we're going to have good players sitting in the stand. We're going to have players that are getting into a lot of other teams sitting in the stand, and that's exactly what we want to build at this club. We want to build the foundations that, you know, we are a big club. We are full of good players and hungry players, and that's where we are at the moment.
Is that European spot the target, Declan?
The target is the one in Balbofay Friday night. That's the target, and the target after that will be the one against Waterford on Monday night. And you know, of course, we want to qualify for Europe. You'd be a fool if you didn't. But ultimately, we want to win the next game. We want to win the League Cup game the following week. We want to get through against Wexford. We want to win every game, but we're not setting any standards. We just want to make sure that we win the next game.
Thank you, Declan.